各位弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
感谢主，让我们平安的在这里守安息日。
Thank the grace of the Lord that we can arrive here safely to obey the Sabbath.
也能够借这个机会，大家从神的话得到互相勉励。
And by using this chance, we may receive this mutual encouragement from God's words.
今天呢，今天早上我在利用早上这个时间，把我上个礼拜的讲义啊，把它讲完啊。
And by using this morning service time, I will finish the notes that I handed out last time.
如果我们没有带讲义，不要紧哈，就要听我讲一讲。
If you do not bring the notes, it's all right. You can just listen to me speak.
主要的，我是根据这个上个礼拜这篇讲义，从交友到结婚这一个题目啊。
And the topic for this notes is from friendship to marriage.
安息日啊，我就用婚姻人人都当尊重这个题目来谈。
And as the Sabbath day morning service, I'll use the topic marriage must be respected by all.
好，这个最后两段啊，一段是基督徒的婚姻观，也就是圣经的婚姻观。
And the part that we're going to discuss today is attitudes of Christians towards marriage, which is marriage recorded in the Bible.
最后一段呢，就是择偶的条件。
And then the last is criteria in selecting life partner.
首先我们谈谈圣经对婚姻的看法。
Let's first talk about how the Bible describes the marriage.
很多人都想，这个结婚好像去找来的，我去找到一个。
A lot of people think that marriage is something that you have found.
其实啊，要说找到一个，应该是说我碰到一个，我就碰到的。
Or you say, by coincidentally, I have met up with this person.
中国人说啊，婚姻是可遇不可求。
A Chinese saying say that marriage is something that you can ask for, but you might not get in return.
但是基督徒啊，应该是可遇。又可求。
But as a Christian's marriage, it is something that you may ask for and may receive.
这个欲当然是神给我们的机会。
And this thing that you ask for is God will give a chance to you.
那么这个求当然是我们的权利。
And when you ask for this marriage, this is our right.
所以啊，我们应该跟不信主的人不太一样，就是可欲又可求。
And this is the only difference between us.From the non-believers, marriage is something that we can have.
为什么呢?
Why is it so?
因为圣经说，贤惠的妻子是耶和华的赏赐。
Because the Bible records that an obedient wife is a blessing and a gift from God.
请看箴言十九章十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
箴言十九章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Verse 14, houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but the prudent wife is from the Lord.
一栋房子，我们的父母亲可以留给我们。
We can inherit wealth such as houses from our parents.
父母亲还可以留一笔财产给我们。
We can also have inheritance from our parents.
但是父母亲没有办法留下一个好妻子给你。
But what the parents cannot give you is a prudent wife.
所以这里说，唯有贤惠的妻子是耶和华所赐的。
So here in verse 14 it records, but a prudent wife is from the Lord.
中文的贤是指着品德好。
And the prudent in the Chinese meaning means that it has good human natures.
慧是聪明智慧。
And this...Prudent also means it has wisdom.
所以这里所说的贤惠的妻子是品德好又聪明的太太。
So therefore, the prudent wife has good characteristics and also has wisdom.
假如一个人能够得到这么一个太太，
and if someone can receive such a wife,
不信主的人说是三生有幸。
For a non-believer, they would say that is three generations of good luck.
我们却是说神给我们的恩典。
But then what we say is the blessing from the Lord.
再看十八章二十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 22.
十八章二十二节。
Chapter 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
这里说得到贤惠的妻子是得到好处。
Here it says, he who finds a wife finds what is good.
他是得到神特别的恩惠。
And receives favor from the Lord.
确实啊，得到一个好妻子是得到好处。
It is certainly that if you receive a good wife, this is a good, something that is great.
也就是好处多多。
Which means you receive a lot of good things.
只要你爱神，
As long as you love the Lord,
神必定爱你。
The Lord will love you.
你既然顺服神，
And since you are obedient to the Lord,
神的祝福不让你失望。
And God will not you be dis, God will let you have a lot of blessings.
这个二十二节这一句话，
And in verse 22,
福建话啊，福建话啊。得到贤妻的是得着好处，啊，这个哈，有一天呢，一个医学院的学生啊替我翻译。
And in Fujian language, there was a medical student who translated for me.
我说得到贤妻的是得到好处，结果他怎么讲呢
？And I said, he who finds a wife finds a Find what is good. What does he translate?
他翻译说得到好妻子的是得到好皇子。
And he translated that those who receive good wife is to receive a great house.
这个好处就是好处啊，得到贤妻就是得到好处，他以为是好房子。
And in that language which I spoke, he had misunderstood and said for the good.He translated into house.
所以我这样讲啊，他说哦，得到贤妻哈，是得到好房子。我说你有希望的，你是医学院的学生哈，当将来当医生啊，会有一个人呢、啊、带着一栋房子嫁给你。
And he said that, and I told him that, when you receive, he translated wrong, but he was a medical student, and therefore, since you have such good qualifications, there might be a woman with a house that will marry you.
这个好处啊，实在是很多。
And what is good is there's a lot of different sides.
圣经呢是以男人的角度去写比较多。
And the Bible has written in a perspective of a man.
所以大概啊都要谈妻子这一方面的。
And therefore we often talk about wives.
其实啊反过来想也是一样。
But when you think of this vice versa, it's the same.
得到好丈夫也是得到好处。
And to receive a good husband is to receive something that is good.
既然呢，婚姻是神的赏赐。
And since marriage is the blessing of the Lord.
是可遇又可求。
It is something you can ask for and may receive.
所以我们要多多的亲近神。
Therefore, we should be drawn near to God.
我们要更爱神。
We must love the Lord more.
更顺服神。
And be submissive to Him.
更相信神。
And to believe in Him more.
相信你得到神的好处。
And believe that you'll receive good from the Lord.
还有，婚姻是神的配合。
And also, the attitudes Christians towards marriage is brought together by God.
我们相信呢，有男必有女。
So therefore, we know that there should be a man and a woman.
我们相信一男能配一女。
And we believe that one man can match up with one woman.
有一些家长啊，说我们这边呢，好像姐妹比较多。
And there are some parents often say that I think there are more sisters here.
啊，我们这边呢，年纪不小的姐妹也不少。
And there are sisters that are not of a young age.
其实啊，我相信，只要一个人配得结婚。
And I believe that as long one man and one woman come together.
一个人需要结婚。
As long as one person needs to be married.
神会为他找个对象。
God will find this partner for the person.
你想想看啊。
You should ponder upon this.
亚当要结婚。
Adam wanted to get married.
圣经说他找不到一个配偶帮助他。
And the Bible records that he couldn't find a partner.
当时啊，全世界连一个女人都没有。
At that time in the whole entire world, there was not even one woman.
他要找一个配偶来帮助他。
How can he find a partner?
你说啊，这是多么困难啊。
How difficult is this?
天底下没有一个女人。
Under the sun, there was no woman.
他哪里去找啊？
Where could he find this then?
我们今天呢，只不过是你眼睛看到的比较少。
Today, it's just only with our eyes that we see there are less.
亚当必须无中生有。
But then for Adam, he has to find this partner from out of nowhere.
我们呢，却是让少变多。
And for us, it is even though we have less.
我想这两个都是神迹的。
Both of these things are the miracles of God.
从无变有。
From none to have, from nothing to become something. This is a miracle of God.
从少变多也是神迹。
And from little to become more, this is also a miracle of God.
那么在程度上来说，我认为，从无变有比较困难。
And on this level that we can see, we have to find something from nothing. This is more difficult.
可是亚当需要。
But Adam needed one.
所以神就能够从无变有。
And therefore God can create something out of nothing.
所以在我们还没有结婚之前。
So before we get married.
我们现在还没有遇到对象。
We haven't found our life partner yet.
我们要先学做一个快乐的单身。
And we have to learn to be a happy single.
我们学做一个能自立自主的单身。
And we have to learn to be a self-independent single.
能学会自爱，也会爱人。
And to learn to love one another and to love yourself.
我们学会爱人又爱物。
And to love others and other things.
我们学做一个合适的人。
And we have to be a suitable person.
学做一个能够跟人人和谐的人。
And to be a person to have peace with one another.
那么时候到了，自然就有好机会。
And when the time comes, your chance will come also.
所以目前还没有对象。
So even though at this point you do not have a partner yet.
并不表示永远没有对象。
It does not mean that forever you will not find this person.
因为神既然能够使无变有。
Because since God can create something out of nothing.
他也能使少变多。
He can also let something that is a little to become more.
所以各位一定要相信婚姻是神的配合。
So we must all believe that marriage is brought together by God.
只要我准备好了。
As long as you're prepared.
只要我已经适合结婚了。
As long as I'm ready to be married.
我不相信神不会替你安排。
I do not believe that God will not arrange this for you.
你要有这种信心。
You have to have this kind of faith.
因为婚姻是神的配合。
Because marriage is brought together by God.
第三个，婚姻是一夫一妻的制度。
Point three.The attitudes of marriage is one husband and one wife.
圣经说，神有灵的余力可以造另外一个人。
And the Bible records that God does not have any more power to create another person.
他可以造很多人。
Oh, he could not only create one, but could create a lot of people.
可是他为什么单造一个女人呢？
But why is it so that he only created one woman?
神为什么没有造两个女人让亚当选择呢？
Why did God not create two women so that Adam have a choice between the two?
我们看马拉基书二章十五节。
Let's turn to Book of Malachi, chapter 2.
马拉基书二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
圣经旧约最后一卷二章十五节
Chapter 2 verse 15 Chapter 2 verse 15 Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and in spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offsprings. So guard yourself in your spirit, and I do not break faith, and with the wife of your youth.
这里呀，先知马拉基是在强调，不可以诡带，不可以诡诈来带妻子。
Here, Prophet Malachi has mentioned you should not treat your wife badly.
在马拉基的信息里面，他谈到夫妻的关系呀，有好几样。
And in the book of Malachi, he has discussed a lot of different kinds of marriage.
十五节是说不可以用诡诈带你的妻子。
In verse 15, here it says you should not break faith with your wife.
十六节还谈到不要休妻。
And then in verse 16, it talks about you should not divorce.
又谈到不要用强暴来带妻子。
And you should not treat your wife with violence.
那么在十五节里面，他说神有能力可以造很多人。
And in verse 15, here records that God has this power to make a lot of people.
可是他为什么单造一个人呢？
But why is it so that he only created one?
目的是要从他得到虔诚的后裔。
That is this so that he may receive godly offspring.
所以神造男女啊，不是造两个。
So therefore, when God creates man and woman, he does not create two.
是先造一个男的。
He first creates a man.
然后再由男的身上造一个女的。
And from the body of the man, he creates another woman.
神不是造一男一女。
God did not create one woman and one man.
是造一个男的。再从男的身上再造女的。
He created a man, and by using this man, he created another woman.
这个要教导我们夫妻的关系啊，是一体的关系。
And this teaches us this teaching of one body between husbands and wives.
所以基督徒的婚姻观呢，是一夫一妻。
So therefore, the attitudes of Christian marriage is one husband, one wife.
一夫多妻不是神的旨意。
This is not the will of God to have one husband and many wives.
一夫一妻多夫更不是了。
And then, of course, it's also not good to have one wife and many husbands.
为什么说这个是一夫一妻呢？
Why should we say it should be one husband, one wife?
因为夫妻是一体的关系。
Because husband and wife are of one body.
一个头一个身体。
One head and one body.
这很正常。
This is something very normal.
假如一个丈夫两个妻子。
If there was one husband and two wives.
就变成一个头两个身体。
Then that would become one head on top of two bodies.
一个头两个身体，这是畸形的。
This is something really abnormal for a person to have one head and two bodies.
两个头一个身体也是畸形的。
This is also very rare to have two heads and one body.
基于这个创造的原理，我们要了解基督徒的婚姻呢，是一夫一妻的关系。
And from this, we have to understand that the Christian marriage should be one husband, one wife.
所以，除非你的配偶离世了。
Unless your partner has died.
否则的话，我不能同时跟两个人有婚姻关系。
And unless that, you cannot have marriage relationship with two other people.
因为这个是不正常的。
Because this is something abnormal.
第四。
Point four.
不要随意挑选。
You should refrain from careless decisions.
请看创世纪六章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.
创世纪六章第一节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 1.When man began to increase in number on the earth and daughters were born to them.
第二节。
Verse 2, the sons of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose.
好，这里谈到神的儿子，人的女子。
Here it talks about son of God and daughters of men.
什么是神的儿子？
Who are the son of God?
什么是人的女子？
Who are the daughters of men?
这里所说的神的儿子就是第五章的赛特的儿子。
And the son of God are recorded in chapter 5, the son of Seth.
那么人的女子就是第四章的该隐的后裔。
And the daughters of men were the descendants of Cain.
在第四章第五章，人类的系统啊已经分作两个了。
And in chapter 5 and chapter 6, the divisions of men.
第四第五。
Oh, chapter 4 and chapter 5, you can see the divisions of men.
这个第四章啊是该隐的后代。
And chapter 4, it's the descendants of Cain.
看这些内容啊，差不多都是坏人。
And from the description here, they're mostly of bad people.
离开神的人。
They have left God.
制造凶器的人。
And they make weapons.
多妻的人。
They have a lot of wives.
凶杀的人。
They murder.
住在城市里面。
They live in the city.
那些热热闹闹的人。
They live in the city that was very busy.
可是第五章啊，这个赛特的后裔却是生儿养女。
And from chapter 5, we can see the descendants of Seth bear a lot of children.
还有与神同行,
and they walk with the Lord.
还有像挪亚这种义人,完全人,
and of this righteous person like Noah.
所以到了第六章啊, 说神的儿子看到人子女子美貌,
and therefore, in chapter 6, it says, the Son of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose.
我记得小时候听长老执事讲这一句随意挑选解释为自由恋爱。
And that I remember when I was young, the topic refrain from careless decisions was kind of like, you can have freedom in love.
我想这个六章二节的随意挑选 应该不是自由恋爱才对。
And the meaning of refrain from careless decision from chapter 6, we can know that this does not mean freedom in love.
最近呢, 在查考创世纪的真理,
and when I was seeking the Bible, reading the Bible about the Genesis,
我发现这个随意挑选呢, 不是自由恋爱的意思。
I realized refrain from careless decision does not mean you can have freedom in love.
随意挑选第一个含义就是多妻看一个爱一个看一个娶一个多妻
The first meaning from refrain from careless decision is when you see a person you love this person and then you have a lot of wives
第二个意义是抢妻
The second meaning is you steal a wife from another person
看到美貌的女子就去抢
You see a beautiful woman and you try to, you want to own her.
第三个意思就是随自己的喜好,没有考虑神的旨意去选的妻子。
And the third meaning is according to your own pleasures and your own choice without thinking of the Lord and you chose your own wife.
那么根据这样的原意啊,婚姻不要随意挑选。
And therefore, from these three meanings, we should refrain from careless decisions of marriage.
因为婚姻呢, 不是一件物品,
because marriage is not an object.
物品呢, 可以挑,
a thing is something that you can choose.
买回来了, 不好, 可以去更换,
you have bought this object, and if you don't like it, you can return it.
不合我的意思, 可以丢弃,
and this is not according to my own will, I can throw this away.
但是婚姻, 妻子, 不能随便挑, 然后随便更换。
But then marriage, and when you choose your wife, you cannot randomly choose and you cannot change.
更不能丢弃。
Of course, you cannot throw this away also.
这个就是随意挑选的原意。
This is the original meaning of refrain from careless decisions.
因此, 在结婚之前, 我们一定要慎重。
So therefore, before we get married, we have to we have to be good.
想想啊, 这个对象是不是合乎神的旨意?
We have to make sure whether this partner you're choosing is according to God's will.
仔细观察,
you should look upon this carefully.
认真祷告,
and you should pray fervently.
然后谨慎地下决定,
and then you should make careful decisions.
这样才不会后悔,
therefore, you will not regret.
再看第五,
Let's see point five.
不可以随便分开。
Refrain from parting ways.
这个不可以随便分开有几个含义。
There are some meanings under this refrain from parting ways.
第一个就是不可以离婚。
The first is you should not divorce.
基督徒结婚不可以离婚。
As a Christian marriage, you cannot divorce.
离婚就是随便分开。
And if you divorce, this is refrain from parting ways.
圣经说,
And the Bible records,
只有两个理由啊, 可以考虑离婚,
only two reasons that you can put into consideration of getting a divorce.
第一个就是淫乱的缘故,
the first is of adultery.
就是你的先生, 你的太太, 发生淫乱的行为,
is whether your husband or a wife has committed adultery.
这个时候你可以考虑离婚,
and at this point, you can have this decision of getting a divorce.
是可以离婚, 不是非离婚不可。
This is the meaning that you can get divorced, but it does not mean that you have to get divorced.
离婚正当,
It is right to get a divorce.
但是你也可以考虑不离婚。
But you can also consider of not getting married.
第二个就是因为信仰的缘故。
The second is because of your belief.
你跟你的先生不同的信仰。
And if you and your husband do not have the same belief.
但是不同的信仰不至于就马上有离婚的可能。
But since because you don't have the same belief, it does not mean that you should, go to get a divorce right away.
而是这个不同的信仰，你已经遭遇逼迫，叫你停止信仰。
But because of these different beliefs, that you're forced to stop believing in God.
而且、啊、已经无法改善了。
And this is something that you cannot change anymore.
不得已的情况之下，可以诉求离婚。
And under only this kind of circumstances that you cannot do anything even more, then you can ask for a divorce.
但是教会的弟兄姊妹有很多是一方没有信主。
But in the church, a lot of brothers and sisters, one of the partners in this marriage do not believe in God.
他们信仰问题没有发生冲突。
But in their beliefs, there was no problem.
也没有遭受逼迫。
And there was no conflict between them.
当然，我们信主的这一边就不可以主动要离婚。
And therefore, then we as the Christians should not ask for divorce.
除了这两样的理由之外。
And other than two of these points.
我们不可以随便离婚。
And other than two of these reasons, we cannot get a divorce.
所以这个随便分开有随便离婚的意思。
And therefore, when you have parting ways, means that you're getting a divorce.
圣经不教导我们，不赞成我们离婚。
The Bible does not, encourage us to get divorced.
另外这个分开，随便分开也有两地分离的意思。
And the refrain from parting ways has another meaning of,partings from living in different places.
没有离婚。
There are people who do not have a divorce yet.
却是两地婚居。
But they live in different places.
这个两地婚居啊，也有它的毛病。
There are some problems that come with this when you live apart.
非不得已啊，这个方法不要采取。
And of course, if you cannot help this, then you should not do this.
我到世界各地啊，我经常对弟兄姊妹讲，你们要夫妻要住在一起比较好。
When I travel around the world, I tell a lot of brothers and sisters that husbands and wives should live together.
要不然呢、啊？有一天会出毛病。
Or else one day a problem will arise.
事实上啊，我们教会也有这样的情形呢、啊，出了问题。
And of course, in our church, there are problems like this that have risen.
所以分开也有告诉我们不要两地分居。
And to refrain from parting ways is also a meaning of not to live in different places.
特别是年轻的夫妻。
Especially young couples.
一定要考虑住在一起。
They must consider of living together.
不是你过来就是他回去。
Whether you go where he is or he comes where you are.
不要内在美，外在空。
Do not...
内人在美国，外子在空中。
Oh, and so that you won't one will live in United States, the other will be on an airplane.
好，这个不随便分开，还有一个是不分房的意思。
And another meaning of this is not to sleep in separate rooms.
请看哥林多前书第七章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5.
哥林多前书七章五节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5. Do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
保罗啊，对婚姻的指导非常详细。
Paul has clear guidelines of marriage.
他说啊，除非夫妻两个人都同意、啊、才可以暂时分房。
Here it says, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent for a time.
而且理由是为了要专心祷告。
And the reason for this is so that you may devote yourselves in prayer.
所以随便分开也包含着随便分房的意思。
And to part, to have parting ways also means to sleep in different rooms.
你要分房可以。
You can sleep in different rooms.
这里说是暂时分房。
But then here it says it's only for a temporary of time.
而且理由是我们要专心祷告。
And the reason for this is so that they may devote yourselves
in prayer. 而且要两厢情愿。
And also this must be of mutual consent.
只要有一方不同意, 你就不能分房。
As one of the person does not agree, then you cannot sleep in different rooms.
时间太长了, 也不可以分房。
And if it's of a long period of time, then you cannot sleep in different rooms.
你们不是为了要专心祷告, 更不可分房。
If it is not because that you want to devote yourself in prayers, then you should not do so.
在电影啊, 电视里面, 常常看到夫妻吵架, 太太就把枕头啊棉被啊 丢出去, 叫你睡客厅。
And we can see in movies when husband and wife have quarrel with each other, the wife would throw out the pillow and ask the husband to sleep outside.
我看这个一辈子用一次就够了。And
I think that you should use this method only once in your lifetime.
第二次你再用啊, 可能他就跑掉了。可以。
Especially to sleep in separate rooms after you have a quarrel.
圣经同意你分房。
The Bible agrees that you can sleep in separate rooms.
但是这三个条件一定要都具备。
But then you have to have all of these qualifications.
第一个是两厢情愿。
The first is to have mutual consent.
第二个是暂时分房。
The second is just to separate temporarily.
第三个是要专心祷告。
The third is to pray devotedly.
缺一就不要分房。
If you do not have one of the requirements, then you should not separate.
这才是不随便分开。
Then therefore, this is not to have parting ways.
好, 第六,当主内联婚。
Six, marry in the Lord.
旧约时代是说不要嫁娶外邦。
And in the Old Testament, it tells us not to marry the Gentiles.
新约时代没有说不可以嫁娶外邦。
In the New Testament, it does not tell us that we should not marry Gentiles.
因为我也是外邦,你也是外邦。
Because we are all of Gentile people.
我不知道我们当中哪一个是以色列人。
I do not know which one of you are Israelites.
既然不是犹太人。
And since you're not Jewish,
你我都是外邦人。
Then we're all Gentile people.
所以啊, 旧约是说不可以跟外邦人结婚。
And in the Old Testament, it tells us that we should not marry Gentiles.
新约时代绝对没有这样的说法。
And in the New Testament, it has no such thing.
新约时代的说法就是说信与不信的不相配。
And in the New Testament, they say a believer and a non-believer should not come together.
是不相配。
Is a person that they should not come together.
也就是说信跟不信的不适于结婚呢。
This means that a believer and non-believer are not suitable to get married.
虽然这句话没有100%的禁止。
Of course, this verse, it tells us, it does not tell us not to.
所以保罗用不相配来指导。
So therefore, Paul uses not suitable.
因为生命不同。
Because you live different lives.
兴趣不同。
You have different hobbies.
生活习惯也不同。
You have different ways of lives.
既然信仰不同。
And since you have different beliefs.
这个配起来啊, 就不适当了。
Then you're not suitable for one another.
所以啊, 如果信要跟不信来配合的话,
And if you want to get together with a non-believer,
你要觉悟, 有一天啊, 你会因为信仰跟他分开。
But you have to realize earlier that it will because of your belief that you will depart from him.
如果你要坚持信仰的话,
And if you want to stand firm in your belief,
很有可能啊, 夫妻就因为这样子而 吵起来了。
And it might be because of this that you will have quarrels between this husband
and wife. 为了要避免这种不必要的困扰。
And to avoid this kind of hassle.
所以信与不信不相配。
So therefore, believers and non-believers are not suitable for one another.
但是如果你要跟不信的相配,
And if you want to match up with a non-believer,
也可以。
This is also, you can also do so.
你应该觉悟。 要把他带进来,
but you must realize that you have to bring this person to church.
而且要为着这个事情背十字架。
And because of this, you have to carry the cross for him.
假如你有这种决心,
and if you have this kind of determination,
我甘愿背这个十字架,
and you're willing to carry this cross,
我要一辈子为他祷告, 下决心把他带进来。
And I'll pray for my partner all life long for him to come into the church.
如果这样的话, 你就可以试试看吧。
And because of this, then you can try this out.
但是这个冒的风险很大。
But the risk that you're facing is a lot.
所以圣经的原则是以不信的不相配。
So the Bible tells us that believers and non-believers are not suitable for one another.
第七、第八, 告诉我们要耐心等候,
Point 7 and point 8 tells us we should pray fervently and wait patiently.
因为婚姻既然是神的配合,
and since marriage is brought together by God,
所以啊, 我们应该多多地求神,
we should pray to God more fervently.
你看, 亚伯拉罕为了要为以撒娶太太,
and since Abraham wanted to find a wife for his son,
当时他的独生子已经40岁了,
and at that time his only child, Isaac, is already 40 years old.
在当地他找不到对象,
and at that time he could not find a suitable mate.
亚伯拉罕也有这个困扰,
and Abraham had this problem.
可是他的信心很好,
but then he had really strong faith.
他就托一位老仆人啊, 去故乡找,
and therefore he asked an old servant to go back to his hometown.
亚伯拉罕用信心交托,
and to go back to hometown to find, and Abraham used and let the faith guide.
老仆人啊, 用祷告进行,
and this old servant prayed fervently for this.
然后以撒用祷告等候,
and Isaac prayed fervently and wait patiently.
这件空前的美事啊, 就这样成了,
and this wonderful marriage has been brought together by this.
我们希望啊, 想结婚的, 哦, 找对象的人, 不要忘记, 向神祷告。
And for those who want to seek for a partner, we should not forget to pray fervently.
而且要, 还要耐心等候。
And we should also wait patiently.
因为这个祷告有时候是长久的祷告,
because sometimes this prayer may be for a long period of time.
不是一天、一个月、一年的事,
it is not something that will happen in one day, a month, or a year.
有人祷告了好几年,
the many people have prayed for many years.
终于啊, 他的他出现了,
and finally his or her partner has shown up.
好, 现在我们看第七段,
let's see the point 7,
择偶的条件,
the criteria in selecting life partner.
我这里分两段,
I divided this into two parts.
第一段是一般的人呢, 在选择配偶的时候,
and these are the many people that when they're choosing their partner,
他们所重视的就是门当户对,
what they care about and what they emphasize most about is to have same kind of status between
一般啊,
two families.
没有信主的人, 他们很重视门当户对,
and for non-believers, people when they choose marriage, they really emphasize on same status of two families.
你们家的门槛啊, 啊, 这么高, 啊, 我家也这么高, 门槛差不多高,
and for the status of your family is of such high, and mine status is the same.
你们的门是这么宽, 这么大, 我们的门也这么大,
and your doorway is this big, and mine is also of the same size.
其实啊, 门当户对不一定很妥当, 也不一定对得上,
and when you have the same status between two families, it does not mean that this is of a perfect match.
我倒是想啊, 应该是有共同的理想,
what I think is they should have the same they want to seek the same goal.
然后在婚后, 共同来创造更美的前途,
and after they have gone married together, they will have a bright future.
一般的人呢, 他们所重视的大概这三项,
and these are the three things that people care most about in marriage.
第一个是财富,
the first one is wealth.
第二个是容貌,
the second appearance.
第三个是学历,
the third education.
财富人人要,
everyone wants to be wealthy.
没有一个人呢, 故意去选一个贫穷人来结婚,
there is not one person that purposely choose a poor person to marry.
但是这是可遇不必求,
but this is something that you can ask for, but you should, this is something that you can dream for, but you should not ask for.
你不必特别求,
This is not something you should ask for.
我常常说啊，做个有钱人就好了。
Sometimes I say it is, I'll just be a wealthy person.
不必做富翁。
I should not be a person of great wealth.
有钱人，我身上有一块钱，我叫做有钱人。
Oh, I just want to be a person with money. Even if I just have a penny in my pocket, I'm still a person with money.
但我不必有钱人，不必，我不是真的是富翁。
But I don't need to be a man of great wealth.
我只不过是有钱人而已。
I'm just a person with some money.
其实啊，财富不是绝对的。
Wealth is not everything.
因为财富啊，不是永远的。
Because wealth is not internal.
今天有财富，不见得一辈子就有财富。
It does not mean that you may have this wealth today, then forever you will receive this wealth.
今天的穷小子不是一辈子这么穷。
The poor man today will not always be poor.
而且婚姻生活也不是建造在财富这个绝对的因素。
And marriage life is not established on wealth.
请看箴言十五章十六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse.
箴言十五章十六节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16.
十六节，十七节。
Verse 16 and 17. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than a great wealth with turmoil. 17. Better a meal of vegetable than there is love than a fattened calf with hatred.
所罗门王在这里讲两句话，非常好。
King Solomon said two things that is really wise.
少有财宝，敬畏耶和华。
Better a little with fear of the Lord than
强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。
Than great wealth with turmoil.
十七节说，吃素菜彼此相爱。
Better a meal of vegetable where there is love.
强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
Than a fattened calf with hatred.
财富不是绝对的。
Wealth is not everything.
所以择偶不要用财富为优先。
You should not choose your partner by according to their wealth.
至于容貌，更不是永久的。
And of course, appearance will not last forever.
圣经说，草会枯干，花会凋谢。
The Bible records the grass will wilt and the flower will die.
人的容貌也是这样子。
The same for people's appearance.
人家说啊，没有漂亮三十年的新娘子。
The people say there will not be a bride that will be beautiful for 30 years.
随着岁月的经过，人会渐渐衰老。
As days goes by and time goes by, people will grow older.
但是贤惠永远不衰老。
But then a prudent person will never decrease.
大家都知道，结婚不是观赏用的。
And as we know that when you get married, this is something that you should care for in parents.
人与人结婚，不是要当作模特儿去观赏。
And when two people become one, get married, we should not choose them as if by model standards.
如果是要当作观赏用，我们去看模特儿就好了。
And if we want to get married just for viewing, then we should just look at models.
乃是两个人要共同建立一个基督化的家庭。
But then what you must establish between the two is a Christian-like family.
其实啊，美不美很难讲。
This is hard to say whether a person is beautiful or not.
中国人说，情人眼中出西施。
There's a Chinese saying that in the eyes of a lover, the opposite person will become beautiful.
缺陷也有它的缺陷美。
And
比如说我的脸啊，很多斑点，那个斑点也不错啊，白白的脸几个斑点也很好看啊。
And for example, as my face, if I have a lot of freckles, these freckles may be cute and may be pretty to look at.
你看这个月亮啊，圆圆的，很漂亮。
We see this moon, it's full and it's beautiful.
可是缺了一个角，欣赏起来也蛮好看的。
And when it's missing a corner, when we still look at this moon, it's still beautiful.
太圆了，好像没有什么特别。
And when it's too round, there is nothing special about this.
差那么一点点呢、啊。更美。
And just by this missing corner, this moon has become even more beautiful.
所以我说啊，看得顺眼就好了。
And therefore I say, if it is pleasant to the eye, this is all right.
人家说啊，心中有爱就是美。
People say, if you have love in your heart, then this is beautiful.
有爱，看起来都很美。
And if you have love, whenever people see you, you look beautiful.
一旦失去爱, 再怎么也美也不美。
And if you do not have love in your heart, then no matter how beautiful you are, you will not be seen beautiful.
学历也是一样。
Education is another point.
人家说啊, 选能力, 不必要选学历。
People say if you want to find a mate that will have potential, you do not need to find a person with high education.
选智慧, 不必选文凭。
You find a person with wisdom, but without a diploma.
当然了, 能够两样都有更好。
But then, of course, this is great if you have both.
但是应该有眼光去选有能力、有智慧的人。
But then you should have eyesight to choose for a person with potential and has wisdom.
那至于学历, 是可有可没有。
And education is something that is something you can have or not.
有当然更好。
Of course, this is better that you have a good education.
没有也不是强取。
And if you do not have a good education, this is something that you do not force.
所以我说啊, 基督徒的择偶的条件也有三个。
Of course, for Christian marriage, we also have three different points.
我所以列举三点呢, 是因为我们已故的郭长老啊, 很强调这三点。
And why I list these three points? Because Elder Guo, who passed away, has emphasized it.
他是有一天呢, 在跟我们讲话的时候。
And he told us this one time when he was speaking to us.
我不晓得我们当中啊, 几个人听懂日本话。
I'm not sure, how many of you can understand Japanese?
他这三个条件是用日本话讲的, 叫做三扣, 行扣、行扣、勤扣。 它是三扣,那就是信仰、品德、健康。
And these three points he used Japanese to emphasize, which is faith, character, and good health.
他讲了以后,大家都会心,都有同感。
And everyone has the same heart, and they realize this.
基督徒第一个择偶的条件就是信仰最重要。
And the most important criteria in Christian marriage is faith.
这个信仰包括 同一个信仰也包括好的信心。
And this includes the same belief and also a good faith.
现在很多人都说啊, 女孩子不要嫁给不信主的人。
A lot of people say that sisters should not marry a non-believer.
因为好像, 羊啊, 入虎口。
It's just like a lamb has gone into the mouth of the wolves.
可是, 弟兄娶个不信的进来, 那叫妥当吗?
But then for brothers, if you marry a non-believer, is this all right?
如果姐妹嫁给不信主的是羊入虎口, 那么弟兄娶个不信的进来, 应该是抓一只老虎进来。
And if it's for the sisters, it's marry a non-believer, it's sheep going to a wolf's mouth. For a brother, it is when you marry a non-believer, it's like bringing a tiger into your home.
用轻重来讲, 这一只羊入虎口, 死一只, 如果抓一只老虎进来, 要死几只, 不知道。
And when you compare this, one sheep will die if it goes into the wolf's mouth, but many sheep will die if you have this tiger.
不要以为啊, 一个不信主的进来, 我可以感化他信主, 没有这么简单的。
Do not think that it's easily to change this person who is a non-believer to a believer.
各位自己想想看, 你带你的另一半带领多久?
You should ponder and think about this. How long have you tried to bring your other half?
今天有没有成果?
Do you have a result today?
所罗门王不是很聪明吗?
King Solomon, isn't he really wise?
他就是失败在 不信神的那些女人身上。
And then how he lost to everything was he has loved non-believer woman.
亚哈王他结婚了。King
Ahab, he has gotten married.
他的对象是耶洗别。And
his wife was Josheba.
又漂亮又聪明。She
was beautiful and wise.
这个耶洗别一进入以色列国,
And once Sheba came into the kingdom of Israel,
不是亚哈王受影响, 是整个国家受影响。
It was not only King Ahab that has been changed, but also the whole nation.
所以啊，我要提醒弟兄姊妹这一句话，嫁出去如果是羊入虎口啊，娶进来啊，是抓一只母老虎进来。
And so therefore I must remind all brothers and sisters that if you marry a non-believer man, then this is a sheep going to a wolf's mouth. But then if you marry a non-believer woman, it is bringing in a tiger.
自己想想看。
Which is more severe?
所以保罗说啊，连寡妇再嫁，也要嫁给信主的。
And therefore Paul says that even if a widow wants to remarry, they must remarry a believer.
请看哥林多前书第七章三十九节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39.
哥林多前书七章三十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39. A woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives, but if her husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, but she must belong to the Lord.
这里谈到寡妇再嫁。
Here it talks about a widow remarrying.
寡妇可以再嫁。
Of course, a widow can remarry.
只是要嫁这个族里面的人。
But then she must marry a person in the Lord.
你看，连寡妇再嫁都强调信主的。
Even when a widow must remarry, they emphasize on remarrying a person in the Lord.
何况是第一次出嫁的人。
Of course, this has to be even more emphasized for a person who marries the first time.
所以基督徒的婚姻呢，这个信仰的问题要强调。
And therefore, the Christian marriage in this faith, we must emphasize.
其他品德健康都是很重要。
Of course, character and good health is also important.
但是不要说完全合乎我的理想。
But do not always hope that it is all according to what you want.
有时候啊，婚姻不是符合理想。
Sometimes marriage is not according to your standards.
但是却是最适合我。
But then, if this is most suitable for you,
尽管理想一大堆,
it doesn't matter what your standards and your dreams are.
不见得很适合我。
It might not be too suitable for you.
所以啊，我们追求理想，不如追求一个适合我的人。
If you want to pursue for your dream, might as well pursue for someone who is more suitable for you.
其他那些什么身高啦、体重啦、年龄啦，都是次要的。
And these are all not too important, whether in height and appearance and in weight.
最近呢，我看到一个报道，倒是可以做参考。
And lately, I read a newspaper article that you can.
他说结婚呢，最好的年龄哈。就是除以二加七。
And they say marriage, the best time to get married is to divide your age in two and in plus seven.
他说适合男的也适合女的。
This times is most suitable for men and women.
比如说我今年三十岁。
Let's say, for example, I'm 30 years old.
我的适合的年龄就是除以二加七，就是二十二岁。
And my most suitable time marriage is to divide by two, which is 15 plus 7, which is 22.
这个包括男的，包括女的，女的也可以三十岁可以嫁给二十二岁的。
And this is the same thing. It's for men and women. A man at 30 can marry a 22-year-old woman, vice versa for the woman.
如果我五十岁要结婚，就是除以二加七，就娶三十二岁，嫁给三十二岁的。
And if I'm 50 years old and I want to get married, I divide this by 2 and plus 7, which is 32 years old. So I marry a person who's 32 years old.
我不知道他有什么根据了。
I do not know what kind of proofs this has.
做参考。
You can just put this into reference.
至于身高啊，那更不要紧了。
And as for height, this is not important.
有人呢，一爱上了哈。什么身高都无所谓。
And once a person falls in love, no matter how high and how the height of the other person, it's all right.
你没有看到一百八、一百九的娶个一百五、一百六的吗
？Haven't you seen a man who is 180 or 190 centimeters high marry a woman who is only 160?
人家手背啊，刚好到头上啊，很好啊。
And the height of the woman is only up to the shoulders. This is really great.
他还说啊，我是为了教会将来的青年呢、啊，来品种改良。
And they say this is for the future youths in the church that I must change people.
如果一定要身高多高，有时候会失去机会。
And if you really emphasize on the height of your partner and the person you're going to marry, then you'll lose a lot of chances.
有一个女孩子啊，年纪很大了还不能结婚。
There was a sister who was of older age, but she didn't want to get married.
因为她条件太多了。
Because she had too high of criteria.
最后啊，介绍人说条件可以放低一点吗？
And the matchmaker asked her if she could lower her criteria for the partner.
女孩子说好了，就170到180就可以了。
And she said, "All right, I'll just choose a person who is between 170 and 180 centimeters high."
介绍人很拼命的去找，终于找到一个。
And this matchmaker went all over the place to find. They finally found one.
一看呢，是一个瘸腿的。
When she saw this, it was a person with only one leg.
因为他的左脚啊，踏下去是170，右脚踏下是180。
And when
刚好
on the left leg, when he steps down, it's 170, and on the right leg, he steps down, it's 180. So this is perfect.
所以介绍人说你没有话讲了吧？这是170跟180，刚好。
And therefore, the matchmaker said, "Now you can't say anything because this is right between 170 and 180 centimeters."
当然这就是笑话。
Of course, this is a joke.
在告诉我们呢，身高不是最重要。
It tells us that the height of a person is not of utmost importance.
所以我一再强调，不是最理想。
So therefore, I emphasize this is something that is most suitable.
但是一定要最适合我。
But this is something. But you must find something that is most suitable for you.
人家说啊，结婚是两个半圆加起来的。
People say when two people to become one, it is two halves become one circle.
这两个半圆呢、啊，不是刚刚好一半可以加的，不是。
These half circles will not fit together perfectly.
你也有缺陷，我也有缺陷，怎么样把它配合呢？是最适合的就好了。
I will have curves that will not fit yours, but then we'll try the best way to fit the two together.
好，最后这两句念一下啊。
We'll read the last two verses.
结论
哈，
求神使我们遇见好机会。
We pray to God so that we can meet a suitable life partner.
这个要接着祷告。
Then we should pray.
但是神给你好机会，你也要把握好机会。
If God gives you this good chance, then you have to grab hold of your chance.
因为机会从前面来了，你要好好抓住。
When your chance comes from ahead, you have to grab hold of this.
最后一句
Last verse
这是一句祝福的话
This is a verse of blessing
愿主内所有的有情人都能够成眷属
Pray so that in God couples may marry
也愿意教会里面的眷属都是有情人
And that in Christ married couples find love
我们可以看到雅各这三句话
We can see these versesAnd James.
好，这两个礼拜啊，我已经把这个这一篇呢已经讲完了。
And within these few weeks, I've finished these course notes.
希望啊，我们各位弟兄姊妹也能有一个机会啊，各位家长、各位青年人，可以大家坐下来谈一谈。
And I hope brothers and sisters and parents would use this opportunity to have a chat and sit down discuss about this.
我更呼吁啊，我们教会。应该加强介绍工作。
And I hope and encourage the church will have better matchmaking.
不要以为啊，现在年轻人啊都自己会找。
Do not think that youths today will find their own partners.
其实还有很多人不会找。
There are still a lot of people that do not how to find their own partners.
也有很多人找不到。
And there are a lot of people who cannot find them.
有些人不敢找。
And there are people who are afraid to try to find.
所以就必须啊，借着这些领导者、这些家长，好好的来做介绍工作。
And I hope by using these parents, then they can help these matchmaking.
我第一次去新加坡是25年前。
The first time I went to Singapore was about 25 years ago.
当时啊，我在推销介绍人的工作。
And at that time, I was trying to ask people if they wanted to be matchmakers.
下面呢，新加坡教会那些青年呐、负责人呐，都笑。
And that time, the board members and brothers and sisters at that time, they all laughed.
我第一次在讲介绍人, 他们都在笑。
And the first time I talked about matchmaker, they all laughed.
一下台, 我说你们笑什么?
And when I came down, I asked him, what are you laughing about?
他说我们这里不流行啊, 没有人介绍的, 没有了, 没有。
And he says, oh, this is not popular here. We don't have matchmakers here, no, no.
我说那介绍有什么错吗?
And I asked him, is there something wrong about matchmakers?
介绍有什么不对吗?
Is there anything not good about this?
我说介绍很好啊。
I say, it is good to have matchmakers.
不是介绍就结婚啊。
I do not mean that once you try to match people up, they have to get married.
第二次又去。
The second time I went again.
我再把介绍人的工作讲得很详细。
Then I talked about the things a matchmaker have to do clearly.
这一次他们没有笑, 静静地听。
This time they did not laugh, they listened to me carefully.
第三次去的时候,
the third time I went.
负责人说, 你再讲习一下好吗? 叫几个来讲习好吗?
And the board member asked me to talk about this again.
我说介绍人好吗?
And I asked him, are the matchmakers good?
你们不是以为很好笑吗?
Didn't you think that it was really funny?
感谢主啊, 现在新加坡教会正式有介绍人的组织。
And thank the grace of the Lord, now in Singapore Church, there is a group of matchmakers.
所以我们各位家长啊, 教会的负责人, 这件事情要重视。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, parents and board members, you must take note of this.
一方面介绍本教会, 介绍本国。
And not only you should try to match maker people within the country,
还可以介绍外国,
or from other countries,
尤其在介绍的时候,
especially during the time of matchmaking,
我们可以学很多的, 协调的道理,
we can learn a lot about negotiating.
很多人不知道, 以为介绍是介绍年轻的, 其实啊, 也要介绍家长。
And a lot of people think you only matchmake those who are getting married, but you must also have to introduce the parents from both sides.
因为有一些婚姻呢, 是家长反对, 年轻的同意的。
Because there are some marriages the parents do not agree, but then the children agree.
所以介绍人的工作啊, 不只是对年轻人啊, 家长也要介绍。
So therefore, as the duties of matchmakers, you should not only emphasize on the youths getting married, but also you have to get to know the parents.
大家一起来关心婚姻。